Let's get to Travis Konecny. He joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. Travis, how you doing, man?
Not too bad.
Well, I know last night, let's get right to the business, because last night, I know it's a tough loss for you guys to give up two goals in the final 108 of the game, then ultimately lose it in overtime. Is this a situation for you guys right now where it's almost like, you know, you're finding ways to lose in a weird way, even though that's counterintuitive because you never want to have that mentality?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a different experience that we're going through right now. I mean, we're just putting ourselves in tough positions, like you mentioned there. Not finding ways to lose, but just not being able to close out some games. And you know, I think it's just a matter of finding our consistency. And at this point of the season, it's either now or never. So you know, we've kind of come to that realization. We need to turn it around right now. There's no time to, you know, keep going in the same direction and turn it around Christmas time or whatever. Like, it needs to happen now.
Do you guys feel like your play is close right now? I mean, you can look at some of the lopsided scores and obviously say, well, we weren't in that game. You know, you look at the Winnipeg game, for example. But when you guys go out and you give a good effort like you did last night and a really impressive second period, do you feel like you're close to breaking through, gaining a little puck luck, and really kind of maybe turning this thing around? Do you feel like you're close to that time?
Well, I know we are. I've known we've been close, you know, since we had our bad start to the season. It was in the first five games. Like, I knew we've been close since the start of the year. You know, even if you look at that Winnipeg game, I mean, we still played a solid 20 minutes. Our first period was pretty good. And it's just, it's hard to look at games like that and take positives, but there is a lot of positives in our game. It's just it's not a full 60 minutes, and you know, there's definitely teams out there that are playing a full 60, and they're capitalizing on that.
Travis connecting with us. Obviously, Travis, you know, it's been a pretty bizarre couple of weeks. You've been in the league now 3 years, but you know, the general manager dismissed, Chuck Fletcher hired. What has that kind of done to the room with a new general manager? And he's been vocal about the fact that he's evaluating everything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just a change. You know, it's hard because we kind of been on the road a little bit, so no one, like, he's still meeting with guys and getting to know them, but you know, it's just change of scenery. Like, sometimes when you change up lines or power plays, whatever it is, sometimes it's just a change of scenery. And you know, for us, I think it's just been a little bit of a different attitude around here. I don't know, it's hard to speak to that, you know. It's actually did a lot of good things for the team, but you know, we'll see as the year goes on here. I'm sure that the new GM is going to have a plan in place, and we're going to follow along.
You alluded to, you know, changing lines and those kind of things, and the Sean Couturier injury the other day kind of forced Claude Giroux back into the middle, and you're on his wing. What's that been like playing with Claude as the centerman alongside, you know, JVR? You guys had some pretty good success, so much so that Dave Haxtell decided not to make a change and move Giroux back to the wing right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think G's a natural centerman, so he does a great job in there. He's a threat in the middle of the ice. You know, a lot of times when you have your best player in the middle of the ice, it opens up a lot on the outside, and you know, forces the defenseman to make plays that they don't really want to make. And I don't know, it's a little different though, you know, because there's definitely habits that I've had from playing with G on the wing. And but now having him in the center ice is, you know, it's nice though. It's good to see him back there.
One of the things with you guys, and we're talking with Travis connecting here on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. One of the things, when you guys struggle, how's the chatter been on the bench in struggling situations? It's one of those things that fans don't see, hear, and can really quantify. And it's different on every bench, and sometimes it's obviously different in every situation, but how has your group handled really tough situations, both on the bench in game and in the locker room after, and in preparation of games?
Well, it's definitely, you know, to what you said about depends on the situation. And like, I know definitely last night, the way the game ended, you know, we're competitors, and we definitely weren't happy with what happened there. So we're you know, not getting back at one another, but we're always holding each other accountable. And, you know, at the same time in saying that, like, you know, when a guy might make a bad play, you're always there for your teammate. And we've always been that way as a group. You know, we're a pretty tight group and try to stay positive with each other. So, you know, even though the tough slide we're going through right now, everyone's still helping each other and we're all in it together. It's not one guy making mistakes or, you know, one goalie or whatever it is. It's, we're all helping each other and, you know, no one's pinpointing somebody for mistakes.
There's a decent size group of younger players on this team. You guys are roughly in the same age when you go from Nolan Patrick, yourself, Ivan Provorov, Robert Hague, and you look up and down. There's a good group of young players here. When one guy's going through a little bit of struggle, do you guys tend to go to a player in your own kind of peer age group, or do you go to a veteran, or do you guys kind of have that bond because you can relate in the immediate time period here of what they're going through and help each other out to get through it?
I don't know. I don't think, you know, when the young guy's struggling, I don't think he necessarily goes to look for help. You know, when you're a competitor and you believe in yourself and you want to, you know, push the bar as high as you can go, you know, you just want to try and figure it out on your own. So it's tough sometimes, but I mean, I think the leaders here do a good job of, you know, they step forward and they, you know, they talk to you. So, they don't make the young guys make the first step. They're always staying positive and being encouraging for the young guys to keep pushing and keep doing their thing.
You're in the midst of a decent length road trip, 5 games in total. Game number 4 coming up tomorrow night in Edmonton after that Calgary game, the Alberta Clipper. And then you'll finish up in Vancouver. Being on the road for you guys right now, is that a good opportunity for you guys to kind of bond even further and really kind of solidify yourselves as a team and galvanize you guys?
Yeah, I mean, the road definitely helps because everyone, you know, we're forced to be together at dinners and, you know, off days, things like that. So it really helps us be together and you talk it out and, you know, you discuss things that you normally wouldn't have the chance to discuss when you're at home. Because, you know, when you're at the practice rink at home and guys leave, they go home to their families and things like that. So it's just a little different on the road when you get to bond. And, yeah, it's definitely a good opportunity for us, but we've got to take advantage of it.
Let me take you back to your days with the Ottawa 67s. You know, your high watermark there in goals was 29 goals. And one season you had 70 points in 63 games. You go right to the NHL from junior after the stint in Sarnia. And in the NHL, you're putting up goals. You got 11 in your rookie year, 24 in year two, and you've got 9 already this year. When you got to the NHL level, a lot of guys score in junior, but to score at the NHL level, can you kind of verbalize what the difference is in trying to score at the highest level?
It's tough to describe. I mean, you just got to keep pushing. You got to be around the net. You got to be confident to throw pucks in the area of the net. Like, you know, not all goals in the NHL are going to be pretty. You know, a lot of guys that, you know, put up 20 to 30 goals just have a knack to be around the net. And, you know, whether pucks are going off their stick or off their feet or whatever it is, it's just, you know, it's just the areas you got to be in the NHL to score goals is a lot different than in junior hockey. So if you can figure that out and just keep grinding away at it, things start to go your way.
Yeah, and there's got to be a willingness, right, to go to those areas because you pay the price when you get there.
Yeah, it's definitely it's not fun every night going to that area, but you know, the guys that do it night after night definitely get paid off.
Last question for Travis Konecny of the Philadelphia Flyers, joining us on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. Travis, for the team, do you guys have a core belief in your locker room that you guys are a playoff team and will make that happen?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've always believed that we've had the ability to be a playoff team, and you know we're not going to count ourselves out until you know the absolute last option that there's no possible way that we're in the playoffs. So we're going to keep pushing and keep doing whatever we can do. And I know every person in this room believes in our team, and we're just going to keep going with that.
Yeah, and you mentioned that urgency, that the time is now, earlier in our conversation. Hey, Travis, we appreciate it, man. Good luck in Edmonton tomorrow at Vancouver. Safe travels back home, and we'll talk to you next week when you're back at the Wells Fargo Center Tuesday night against Detroit.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.